Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It's a pleasure to be back for another week. I'm doing wonderful myself. Been a long week. We're here plugging away, trying to make it work. Hope everybody's doing great. Just getting the platform set up, getting in. Been a long day. And we hope that everything is going well. I'm working extremely hard on trying to get things together as far as the show goes, as far as life goes. It's taken off. We got a pretty good platform. Everybody's been very supportive and very helpful as far as the show goes. I appreciate the feedback and everything that we have going on. Just been super excited about it. And I really just wish that, you know, we would all share, give, and do, you know, what we can to help our people. So many of us are struggling with health and life and mental issues, and you know, it's just a big conglomeration of things going on right now, and then it's up to us to really find those who we can find in our circle and cling to them, because we really have to have a good group of ourselves to show up every day in life. And hello, Tara. Nice to see you again. Cousin Eric, nice to see you, buddy. And so that's why I really wanted to go over today the six stages of health. And I said perfect health because when you use the word perfect, it gives you something to strive for. Do we always get there? Will we always get there? Will we ever get there? Maybe not, but it definitely gives you something to strive for. And within the health that we have, you know, we often think, okay, if I eat right, you know, that's being healthy. If I, you know, exercise, you know, at least 30 minutes a day, that's going to get me healthy. But we don't really ever take a roadmap with us or have things that we can check off in different areas that we can look into to say, you know what, is this giving me a level of health that's substantial, but also that's rounded? You know, we have health sometimes from the aspect of, you know, our body feels good or our body looks good. But, you know, I've seen so many people who are skinny or small in stature, and we automatically think that they're healthy. But you have a conversation with them, and they talk to you about how they have high blood pressure and how their bones ache and how they have a lot of different issues. And you look at them like, how? You know? And then we assume that, you know, most people who are obese or overweight are unhealthy, which in a lot of cases that is true. But we don't know where they started from. So they could be on a path of a journey of losing weight. They could be on a journey of getting better. So, you know, I really wanted to just lay out some stages. And this is something that, you know, I've learned a lot from my mentor. I watch my mentor a lot. And that's one of the big things about just life itself. You know, when you're trying to get to a place of balance. And really, I don't feel like there is a balance in life, so to speak. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of things that we juggle. But when you use the term balance, sometimes it gives you the thought of, you know, everything is 60% or everything is 30%. And it's not always the case. It's a fluctuation of what's needed at a specific time. And so you may be 100% and 100% and 100% on three different things. And then certain things you may be at 40%. And until you get that 40% up, you know, although you have those hundreds, you're still not where you need to be. And I find that the ones who are, they live a wonderful life in the sense that it's not always a financial thing. Because, as you know, there's a lot of financial people or people with money that are extremely miserable. There's a whole lot of poor people or people who just don't really want a responsibility in life. They just want to get up and close it all for the weekend and have fun and go back to work and grind it out and do it all over again. And they're extremely happy. You know, make $40,000, $50,000 a year, and they're healthy. They're happy. And so you really can't attach a dollar amount to health either. And so the stages that I laid out really have to do with getting back to the basics. And that's, I think, a lot of times, even for myself, and this talk today for me is like, man, I enjoy coming here every Tuesday, one, because I get to hold the mirror in front of my own face and have a conversation with myself and take you with me. But I always feel so refreshed after I'm done because I've had a chance to really sit and think and talk. And when you speak out loud, you hear yourself speak a lot of times. And then I can go back and I listen to it. And I listen to it and I listen to it at least two or three times throughout the week. I'm not sure why this keeps on jumping out like this. But anyway, so, you know, moving along through life, we find that we have to have these different parameters in place. These parameters are in place, we tend to feel better, we tend to do better, we tend to be better people to our families, to our friends around us. And so I really just wanted to kind of delve into these things and see how I can leave you with something as well as myself to really get back to the basics. And how the basics work. Now, one of the things that where I'll start is eating. Okay, so eating is a big deal. Eating is a big deal because it's not just the food itself, but it's also whether on a supplementation regimen, whether we're on a nutritional regimen, and also the quality of the food that we eat. I did a post yesterday or the day before speaking about, you know, the food that we eat and how good it is, and is it organic, is it not organic, what should it be type thing. And you know, we really have to wrap our head around what's really out there for us to really nourish our bodies. And in most cases, what we have out there that we're using to nourish our bodies, excuse me for a second. The eating portion is a big deal for us because what we eat and how we eat is extremely important to our day-to-day well-being. And when we eat a balanced diet, and when I mean balanced diet, I'm not speaking balance in the sense of what the medical system says is balance. I'm speaking in the sense of what our bodies need day to day. And what our bodies need day to day is a little bit different from what the food pyramid says we need, or the doctor says we need. Because if that was the case and we followed the doctor's orders, or the doctor knew what they were talking about, we'd all be healthy. But in most cases, that's not the case. So therefore, we're left to our own devices when it comes to how to be healthy and eating healthy. And that's one of the big things that we don't necessarily pay attention to, because, you know, we mostly eat based on income. We eat what's available. We eat what's cheap a lot of times and what we can get the most of. And in that particular situation, that's not conducive to our level of health. It's not conducive to who we are. And it's not what our bodies are made up with. You know, we often take the back seat of health when it comes to our eating and what we should eat and how we should eat it. And that's one of the things that, you know, we lose sight of in a lot of instances, until it becomes a situation where we have to eat a certain way or we have to do a certain thing. And in that particular situation, then we feel like we're burdened because we have to do it this way. When, in fact, we had a choice earlier on, but we just chose not to heed that choice and heed that warning. And so, therefore, we're left to do it this particular way, and it doesn't always feel good to us. And so we cut corners, and we do the things that we know we shouldn't do in the name of comfort food, in the name of being stressed, and all of those things. And so the importance of our diet and how we eat is very important. And even down to the point of, like I posted the other day, the medical system telling us, or most times telling us, or just people individually telling us, oh, how bad eggs are for you. And some people say, well, eggs are really good for me. And eggs are really good for you. It's just what they do to the eggs between the time that the chickens lay the eggs and when they get to the grocery store where most people get them from, is what goes from a healthy particular meal to an unhealthy meal really quick. And so with the eggs, eggs are laid with a coating on them. And that chicken puts that coating on the egg as they're laid to protect them from bacteria. Chickens don't put their eggs in a refrigerator. And, of course, you would think, well, they wouldn't, because they want them to hatch. But all eggs don't hatch. All eggs aren't fertilized eggs. And so, therefore, those eggs that aren't fertilized eggs are the eggs that we get. But because they're raised, because they're hatched in a lot of chicken farms and there's so many chickens and things around, they have to clean those eggs off. And so they use a solution with some chemicals on it to clean it off, which then takes that coating off. And now you have a porous egg, and then they have to put preservatives and different things over the egg to protect it from bacteria. And then they refrigerate the egg. And so by the time you get the egg, that coating is worn off, the solution and preservatives they put on it are leached into the egg, and then when you finally crack the egg open, you see a yolk that's not even really yolk. When you crack a fresh chicken egg, that yolk is big and it's bright yellow. And so then you know, okay, this egg isn't fresh. And so the more eggs of those I eat, the worse it is for me. Now you've created a problem, because a once healthy thing is not as healthy as it should be anymore. And now we have to figure out, are eggs bad for us, or just the eggs that we get? And in most cases, it's the eggs that we have access to that are bad for us. And once we understand that, then we can say, okay, we need to get fresh eggs. We need to get eggs directly from the chicken. And get eggs that are 2-3 days old, 4 days old. They're so much fresher. They taste better. They feel better. They look better. And you get benefit from those aids. Now, also supplementation is a big deal because we do not get enough nutrients in our diet. And because we don't get enough nutrients in our diet, we must supplement with all 90 essential nutrients because we want to make sure that at the very least we're getting the nutrition in our diet. And when we're doing that, that's giving us the ability to make sure that food just becomes value added. And when food is value added, we can pick and choose what foods we want to eat because we understand that the nutrition is just the nutrition is the building block, but the eggs are value added. And so in that particular scenario, and this is what they do in the animal industry, they will give you, or chickens or animals or horses or cows or sheep, they will give them everything that they need as far as your nutrition is concerned. And then when you see them out grazing and all the things that they do, that's just value added. That's not anything that they're getting nutrients from. Now, when you look at it from the next stage, is sleeping. And one thing, especially for me, is that getting enough sleep is something that I very rarely ever get as far as sleep goes. And so I'm big on my nutrition. I take my nutrition for rejuvenation. I take my nutrition to stay healthy. But sleeping is a way for the body to rejuvenate itself, the body to rest. And that's one thing that I have been focused on is getting a bit more sleep. For many years, I've gone off of 2 to 3 hours of sleep a night, 4 hours of sleep if I'm lucky. If I get 5 or 6 hours of sleep, I'm doing great. Like, that's amazing. But that very rarely ever happens. Some days I try to sleep in if I can, where I'm getting a little bit more sleep than just about 5 or 6 hours. And that's really, you know, those are the days that I feel, you know, like I really get back what I put out all week. But for the most part, you know, we should sleep because we don't really understand how sleep deprivation affects us. And sleep deprivation is one of those things that can really, really affect the body. Because when you're sleep deprived, your mind doesn't function correctly. You don't have the mental clarity. You don't have the decision-making ability when you're sleepy or you're drowsy. One of the reasons why they tell you don't take drugs and prescriptions while operating vehicles, because your clarity's off. Your depth perception is off. And so a lot of times when that happens, we don't make the best decisions. And in life, when we have to try to keep a balance and we have to try to maintain a family, maintain a job, maintain the things that we have to maintain in life, we definitely need to have rest. We need to be rested. And if we don't get that level of rest, then we can't be ourselves. So getting sufficient sleep is extremely important. And if you get the sleep that you need, you know, you can feel rejuvenated, you can feel rested, but you also can be able to take on some of the newness of life and be in the moment without being extremely distracted, and also feeling like you can't keep up because we are tired most of the time. Burning the candle at both ends, if you will. And so sleep is very important. The next thing is drinking. And when I talk about drinking, I'm really referring to water as much as anything else. We need water. We need about half our body weight in ounces of water. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you should drink about 50 ounces of water a day. If you weigh about 200 pounds, you should drink roughly 100 ounces of water a day. And so with the water will help keep the body lubricated. And if we keep the body lubricated, the joints feel good, the body feels good, the mind feels good, and it's all about that lubrication of the joints. And what type of water should we drink? Because most of the water that we drink, bottled water, is extremely bad for us. The plastic in the bottles that the water is in is toxic. A lot of the water is just tap water from that particular company's runoff, meaning like Dasani's made by Coca-Cola. And that tap water or that water in those bottles is really just merely the runoff from the soda production process. Also, you know, when you look at Nestle, you know, of course they make a lot of chocolate and different things. And, you know, that water is not necessarily the best water for you. It's merely tap water that has been treated and put in a plastic bottle. And so when we talk about what type of water to drink, you have water like Fiji water. Most people don't buy Fiji water because they say it's too expensive. Well, for me, if I have to drink water, I want it to be good water. You have Le Bleu water, which is really good. And Le Bleu water, their bottles are actually BPA-free. And because their bottles are BPA-free, that's keeping out the toxins from the plastic getting into the water. If you notice when you buy baby bottles and baby products, plastic baby products, most of them say they're BPA-free. It's only that for some reason when you become an adult that they think BPA is fine. But these things are BPA-free. And so our people say, well, you know, you drink alkaline water. Alkaline water is good for you. The only time you don't want to drink alkaline water is during mealtime, about 2 to 3 hours before a meal and about an hour or two after your meal. You do not want to have alkaline water. The reason being is because alkaline water, which is what it means, it's a higher pH of water, it neutralizes your stomach acid. Our stomach acid should be about a pH of 1. So a lot of people think, oh, I'm drinking my alkaline water, I had a nice salad, and, you know, that was a healthy meal. And little did you know, you didn't absorb much of what you ate because you drank the alkaline water, which neutralizes your stomach acid. And when your stomach acid is neutralized, that prevents you from being able to absorb nutrition and actually getting the proper breakdown of the food, because your stomach acid should be really strong. Your stomach acid should be a pH of 1. So with the stomach acid of a pH of 1, what that does is that helps break down food to its smallest particles, its amino acids, its fatty acids, and it gets all the nutrients out for your small intestines to be able to absorb it. But when you don't have that proper stomach acid, then you're not going to be able to absorb that nutrition. The next thing that we talk about when we talk about our health is exercise. And exercise is kind of one of those things that you can go anywhere and people will tell you to exercise this way, to exercise that way, and really you have to find out what works best for you. If you're trying to lose weight, it's not always the exercise itself that does it. It's a combination of things: your diet, your level of nutrition, along with the exercise. And then how much do you exercise? Some people say you exercise 30 minutes a day if you go for a walk. Some people say you need to exercise longer than that. Some people say you need to lift weights. Some people need to say you don't. Some people say you don't. But really, you have to find what works best for you. And what I found that works for me through this healthy body transformation is that working out in the afternoon gives me that level of energy and also helps me rest better. I can also work out in the morning, and it gears me up for the day. It gives me that needed energy for the day. But I find that if I work out in the morning, if I get up early enough and I work out, and then I get to the middle part of the day, if I don't have any nutrition, you tend to crash because you pretty much you wore yourself out the first half of the day. And, of course, your body gets used to that after a while. But that's the point of having nutrition within your body, because if you work out in the evening, most cases, you've already had a long day, you've worked out. Now, they say that's not good because your body is under stress all day. And then you work out, and you're adding more stress, you can add more lactic acid. So there's so many things out there as to how to work out, what's the best way to work out. But really, at the end of the day, you have to find what works for you. But you definitely have to have drink enough water throughout the day so that your body and your joints can be lubricated. You definitely would have had to eat the right foods throughout the day so that you can feel nourished. And you definitely needed to have the right amount of sleep so you have the energy to go out and do it and be productive during your workout and not just be so tired that you don't really do much of anything. And so far, you know, exercise, for me, I find that if you find something that you can do for the rest of your life, and it becomes a habit, that's wonderful. If it means you walk 2 miles every day, that's something you can do for the rest of your life. Now, you may not lift 200 and 300 pounds. You may be able to do it now. But when you're 60, 70, 80 years old, that may not be something you can keep up with. So therefore, there's a different feeling. There's a different vibe to it. And so then you have to really pay attention to, okay, what is it that I'm needing? What is it that my body can do? And for me, I find that my rack workouts, if you've looked at my Facebook page or you've looked at what I post from time to time, I use an apparatus that allows me to work out with my own body weight. And I feel that that's something I'll always be able to do. It doesn't put as much stress on my body. As I lose weight because of the workouts, or as I lose inches, my body performs better, and it also feels better. And so it's easier for me to do certain exercises, one, because I'm just lighter, but two, my body is developing itself. And so if you can use your own self as resistance, then that always works. So in exercise, that's kind of what I focus on for me, and that's kind of what's worked for me, is using my own body weight, sit-ups, push-ups, pull-ups, things where it just that where I'm just using my own body. So I don't really lift any heavy weight, but I'm heavy enough. So my weight is myself. You know, that's what I'm lifting. Thus far, I've lost about 19 pounds, lost some inches. I don't know what they are yet. I started out at the beginning of or about 15 days ago, and I'm doing a 30-day ab challenge, and so I'll post my before and after results. But I'm down to the last notch on two belts that I wasn't down to the last notch before. So I don't have any more room in these belts to go any further unless I make a new hole. So that's been kind of exciting. But find what works for you. Find what it is you want to do. My goal is to just get back in tip-top physical football shape. I may not ever play a down of football again, but I felt good when I was there. I felt confident when I was there. So that works for me. The next item is the mental connection. And the mental connection is extremely big because your mentality, how you deal with yourself every day, is as big of a deal as anything else, because your mindset is everything. And this is something that I grapple with all the time. You know, I feel like there are a lot of different areas in my life right now that tend to be extremely sensitive and sometimes emotional. And I'm not talking about emotional to the point of crying, but emotional in the sense that it requires a lot of mental stability, because I really want to, sometimes we allow our thoughts to take us places and take us away from who we are. And that's something that, you know, every day I have to find ways to stay on task in the sense of not going there. Because if I go there, it's only a detriment to myself, and I can't function like I should. And so therefore, I'm conscious of that every single day. A lot of it has to do with, you know, childhood things that you just, that just are ingrained in you and deep in your subconscious. And at some point in time, you have to purge those things out. And this is what this healthy body transformation has done for me, in a sense of reading, in a sense of meditation, and getting back to who I am, and getting back to the fabric of who I am. You tend to uncover a lot of things along the way, plus a lot of nuances that are already happening in life. And with that, you know, there's so many things that we can't allow us to get us off task. And so that personal development, that mental stability, is extremely big. And there's plenty of ways to fight it, but you have to want to. Sometimes we get to telling that story that we tell ourselves every day, and we really start to believe that story. And that story starts to really sound good to us, and it keeps us in this rut. And we feel like we're not good enough. We feel like we're not strong enough. We feel like we can't do certain things. And that's not, that shouldn't be the case. And so, therefore, you know, with that being said, you know, we have to find what it is we need to do within our own mind and our own mentality to really, really get out what it is that is bothering us and replace it with things of where we're going. And when we do that, that gives us a greater level of satisfaction. That gives us a greater level of gratification within who we are for ourselves. The next topic that I'll go to is your level of spirituality, the connection of spirituality that you have with whatever it is you believe. And how tight really is that connection? Are you sold out in that? Because that's where a lot of your guidance comes from. That's where a lot of your strength comes from. Especially when you're living your dream, you're living your passion, and you have those days where things don't go your way. You have those days, months, and it's more than days. Sometimes it could be months. Sometimes it could be years. I mean, they talk about we go through seasons in life, and in these seasons, we never know what can happen. But if we stick them out, then there is some benefit to that. And if you're living your passion or your dream, that benefit may be directly connected to that passion or that dream, which is then going to help forward that and help you feel better. But even if it's not, and it's just a job, it's just a small thing, that small thing becomes gratifying, and you say, you know what, wow, I'm glad I stuck it out. I'm glad I stuck through it. And then you have your physical connection. And your physical connection is the connection that you have not only with yourself, but those who are close to you, those you love, those who are around you. And what is that connection like? You don't want to have toxic people in your corner, no matter who they are. And if they're toxic or if they're draining you of who you are, or you're stressing and it's keeping you from being who you need to be, you have to really reevaluate those people in your life. And that's something that I'm doing at this very minute. And just really looking at, you know, how you allow people to make you feel, and the reaction that you get to people and what they do, or how they make you feel. Because that reaction, that's all you. You can't allow people to get you off your square. You can't allow people to get you out of your zone. And if you do, it's your fault. And if the thoughts you have and a lot of things that you have around that are affected because you feel like a certain way, it's your thought process. It's your thought pattern. It has nothing to do with those people. Although it may be what they're doing or although it may be something that you might have a right intuition about, to allow that to take you and deviate you from your goal in life, that's your fault. And I know a lot of times we don't like to hear that because it's much easier to point the finger and say, look what such and such did to me, or look how such and such treated me, and this is why I'm in the predicament or situation that I'm in. But if we're going to be true about it, that's not the case. And so, you know, I am committed to working on that. That's one of the parts in my six stages that is getting a lot of attention right now. And so, you know, I'm constantly working on it. I'm constantly thinking through it. And, you know, it requires a lot of energy because you have a lot of times you don't know if it's yourself or if it's the thoughts of, or if it's the person having these, you know, creating these thoughts in your mind. And so you have to decipher what it is. Is it just me? Am I tripping? Or is it really something there that I need to pay attention to? And that requires a lot of energy. And so that physical connection that you have with people needs to be strong, the physical connection that you have with your children. You know, that hug that you get every day, no matter how good or bad your day was, that child is going to come and jump in your arms and hug you because they don't know. They just know that you're mommy or your daddy. And that should do something for you. So, you know, this particular week been a long week for me, been a trying week, but we're working through it. And it's good to be able to come here and be transparent and be vulnerable to myself and to the audience because we're all human. And I think that because I had so many issues with the platform today and Facebook Live is cut out on me twice, you know, and that's what happened. You know, you live in your passion, you live in your dream, and these things are going to happen. You get cut off from, you know, the people you're trying to reach. And so next week I'm going to do the same thing again. I'll bring more information. I have more information, but I just feel like this is warranted. And, you know, more people need to hear it. More people need to be there in it. And so is definitely something that I'm going to do next week on a bigger scale and really hope to create a discussion or dialogue around it. So with that being said, I hope I left you with something that you can use, something that's useful that you can take with you and even share with friends or family. But again, I want to do this next week and I may just kind of modify it a little bit so it's not the same exact thing. But like I said, I feel like it's warranted. I feel like it's needed. And for me, for sure, and maybe for you all that are out there. So I appreciate you joining me tonight. I love you guys as always. I appreciate the support. And we'll talk again next week. Thank you.